This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 14th of May 2023. And yes, it's different music, and there's a reason for it, and I'll tell you later on. And sadly, we have a silent key announcement, and this information came from Kevin, VK6 Alpha Bravo. Kevin said, "I regret to advise that Mark Busanich, VK6 AR, passed away on Wednesday the 3rd of May at the age of 98 years. Mark resided at the Erskine RAAF Association Grove Village in Mandurah and was active until 2018 on HF and VHF. In 2018, Mark had several falls resulting in his health and hearing declining until he found it difficult to continue his amateur radio activities. Mark Busanich, VK6AR, Silent Key." Thanks, Kevin.
Hi, I'm Steve, VK6SJ, with this week's episode of Did You Know? In the past, amateur radio has played a more significant role in emergency communications than seems to be the case now. 30 to 40 years ago, hams were the experts in radio and could weave their magic to assist the community in times of need. These days, the table's mostly turned and emergency services have their own highly skilled teams with vast networks covering a large chunk of the state, 000 call centres, tactical comms plans, etc., to the point where now we're only involved in emergency communications at a volunteer level and then only in small pockets. Peel Amateur Radio Group are one such group and Weissen another, although I can't say I know much about Weissen's activities. Sounds like a good article for Weissen to produce, eh? PARG work closely with their local SES team and I believe provide a lot of value to the equation with data comms, comms trailers and trained operators, etc. Talking to a lot of public safety agency personnel, particularly ones who aren't hams, you get a faint smile and rolling of the eyes if you talk about the amateur sector, giving me the impression that we've lost a lot of ground in respect from that sector. I'm not going to delve into the whys of that, but because it's non-productive. Having said that, there are a lot of hams who are also members of various volunteer and professional emergency service organisations, so there's a latent opportunity, I believe, in starting that conversation with the emergency services sector and rebuilding that relationship, albeit in a different way to the past. I think it's also incumbent on the various clubs to also engage at a more local level, and perhaps organisations like the WIA to engage with public safety agencies on a national scale to see what assistance from the amateur sector would be of value. On that note, I think the conversation needs to revolve around what the emergency services sector would value, not just what we would enjoy delivering. In addition, providing the use of our stations, including repeaters, during an emergency, on their terms, not ours. This could be as simple as having a couple of extra antennas on a mast with the means of easily connecting it to a portable repeater. It means that a comms team could turn up at your site, plug a repeater into the spare antennas and feeders you have, so they can easily set up a site. If there were a network of these sites made available with no preconditions, i.e. they just turn up and use them, this would be something of value and at no cost or additional effort to our emergency service teams or ourselves. This would be a similar setup to the network of water tanks, pools and dams that are made available to fire services to save time in refilling tankers. As a group, we could agree on what we are providing. The HF site I use has a VHF and UHF omnidirectional pair of antennas, with feeders being terminated in an enclosure at the base of the mast with N-type bulkhead sockets to make it easy to connect a portable repeater. This could be added to a database and provided to relative agencies so that if they ever needed the facility, they know where it is and what is there. Same could be done for HF communications. This is one area I think the amateur sector is fast becoming the last bastion of expertise in. PARG are using this to good effect with their data comms capability. But on a different note, maybe there could be a way that ham HF sites could be seconded and accessed remotely to provide a more robust network for any agency working outside the Perth metro area. As a group, we have a decent repeater network that may augment emergency service networks outside the Perth metro. If those of us that own repeater sites allowed emergency services to have access to our networks with the occasional training day to test the viability of the networks, this could be seen to be of value as well. setting up a means for agencies having priority access, perhaps using CTCSS, then it just becomes another redundancy option that comes at no additional cost to the taxpayer or us as the owners of the sites. These are things that help us to justify the continued access to spectrum that we currently enjoy. This and activities like JOTA also ensure we retain relevance to the community, further justifying our existence. Along these lines, the conflict playing out in Ukraine makes me think of what the amateur community could be doing to be prepared someday for a similar event in Australia. I'm not advocating we run out the backyard and start building a bomb shelter and collecting cans of baked beans, but if something like this happened to the Ukrainians happened here, amateur radio could easily end up being the only form of publicly available communications. What could we do to ensure that we can provide some value to the community in that kind of event? Food for thought, eh? Well, thanks for listening again. This is Steve, AK6SJ, with another episode of Did You Know?
Now, in case you haven't heard, haven't caught up with it, and you don't understand why you can hear my dulcet tones in the news, Greg's out of action for some time after a serious medical event, and News West urgently needs someone to step in and take over from Greg and to support him into the future with compiling and publishing News West. I'm prepared to carry the task for a couple of weeks. However, since I gave up producing News West, I've committed to something else that gobbles up much of my time and stretches my poor old brain. You've seen the model implemented by Greg, a short introduction, a short ending, and insert some idents, and the rest is done by everybody else. You broadcast what you receive, be it 3 minutes or 33 minutes. And there's a number of stock pre-recorded idents, so you don't have to do much in the way of recording it unless you want to. I'm happy to provide any interested persons with some training to perform the tasks. It's not rocket science, you just need to be methodical and reliable. If you're interested in finding out how to lend a hand to News West, especially at this time, email us and we can work from there. The email address is newswest@vk6.net.
Since 1931, providing amateur radio news for Western Australia and beyond. This is VK6 ARN.
Right, even though you got me on the microphone, the rules still apply. We need your items by noon Friday so we can get everything together. And more importantly, make sure you have new items to get in by noon Friday. We're a bit light on this week. So don't forget, everyone needs to know what you're going to do. And you need to share your good ideas. There's lots of them around. Make your recordings MP3 mono 256 kilobit quality, or just the best quality that you can produce. We use Audacity. It's free, it works on all platforms, and it's easy enough to use, and it's great quality software. Send all of your contributions as attachments to email to newswest@vk6.net.
Good morning, listeners. This is Roy, VK6 X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 14th of May 2023. And I'd like to thank Terry, VK6 Lima Tango Charlie, for holding the fort in my absence. I've been out of action for a little while. Rocky start and a bit of a holiday in hospital. Life getting old sucks, according to Arnie, who also said, "I'll be back." I totally agree. Now on with this week's helpline. Don Truscott, VK6 Uniform Tango, now Silent Key, has collected a lifetime of radio accessories and engineering bits and pieces, magazines and books. And if you're interested in any of that item, you can contact Stephen, who's looking after the equipment Don's absence. And he may be contacted on 0401 804 166, 0401 804 166. And some of the equipment that we have is GME Electrophone, UHF, battery, NiCad chargers, Philips radios. We also have dynamometers and micrometers, telescope ball gauges, and reflectometers, Yagis, several antennas, and etc. Vintage radio, a EU35 with Magic Eye, London, 1955. There you are. There's a bargain. And many variable capacitors, Yaesu 9M2 Charlie Papa receiver, and we have a Hayoki multimeter, digital multimeter, Taylor's multimeter, my Kronda University multimeter, ICOM IC2E handheld transceiver, a couple of those available. There's also many items that you've probably never seen before, including lots of valves. There's lots of valves there available, and unusual ones too, some of them. If you're interested, please contact Stephen, and there's a whole lot of other stuff, growlers, electrical, steam engines, there's all sorts of stuff here. Too much to go through, and this goes on forever. So if you would like an email version of it sent to you, contact Stephen Truscott, 0401 804166, 0401 804166, or email to stephentango@westnet.com.au. I'll spell Sierra Tango Echo Papa Hotel Echo November Tango at westnet.com.au. Sierra Tango Echo Papa Hotel Echo November Tango at westnet.com.au. And that is me for this week. If you have any items for next week, please contact me. VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com is the only address to get me now. I'm back home, and thank you very much, world, for allowing me to have a little bit of a rest in hospital. Cheers, 7-3 from Roy, VK6XRayVictor.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West linked repeater network and HF relays.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for barracking for Greg. We wish him a good recovery and big hugs to his family. Greg's dad is Wayne, VK6FT. So we're thinking of you all at this time. So I'm Bob, VK6POP, signing for this week and for the next couple of weeks. Just remember, if you can possibly put your hand up to do something to help, please do it.